Right now, we're talking about Canadian cities are reporting a rise in homelessness and tent fires. And joining us to talk about this is Tim Richter, who's the president and CEO of the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Brent.
Well, I don't even know where to dig in here. Obviously, let's talk about things nationally and how you see things. Mm-hmm. It's not just an Edmonton problem. This is a problem everywhere.
Yeah, we're seeing a wave of new homelessness across the country that really began during the pandemic and has surged since then. We think we probably have between 260,000 and 300,000 Canadians experiencing homelessness over the course of a year, which is a good 30% higher than what it has been. And that's translating into a lot of people outside.
Tim,
I'm
kind of curious about the demographic here too, Tim. This, you know, some people may have this imagery of the people who are homeless and living in these tent cities, but would it surprise people, you think, if they walked through there?
It could, for sure. Like, we're starting to see, you certainly see the demographic of homelessness shifting as people are really being pushed out the bottom end of the rental housing market. So it's everything from, you know, people turning up at Pearson Airport in Toronto seeking asylum from somewhere else in the world to
right.
People, seniors being forced out of their homes, to young people, to Indigenous folks. It really runs the gamut.
Now, you mentioned those numbers across the country. Any update maybe on the number here in the Metro Edmonton area?
Well, it's tough to say, but I do know for sure. Yeah, like I could, you can check Homeward Trust's website. They keep a pretty current count. But one of the things that's interesting about Edmonton in particular is that Edmonton had the largest reductions of homelessness of any major Canadian city, nearly 43% between about 2009 and 2019, right? And that was a stunning achievement. But that has been largely erased since 2019 and the cost of living crisis.
So why do you think that was back then? We'll start focusing on where we're at now, but what do you think happened there?
Well, I think first you had a focused effort to solve the problem led by Homeward Trust, which is, frankly, among the best in the country. So you had a focused effort, you had the support of the provinces, you had a methodology they were following that's effective. But Edmonton also had a really good rental market, right? And one of the things we've seen change in across Canada, and you've seen this in Edmonton as well, is that the rental housing crisis or the housing crisis,
mm-hmm.
we just don't have the supply to meet a growing population. And more people are moving to Alberta and to Edmonton. And the cost of rent is rising significantly. And as the cost of rent rises and vacancy drops, homelessness increases.
Tim, I hate doing this, but this is what we all do. Who's to blame for this?
Well, this is the problem. It's, I often joke that the homelessness is the political equivalent of a high school dance where you've got all the different levels of government standing around the dance hall staring at their feet waiting for somebody else to go first.
Yeah.
Right? This is a crisis that has developed over the course of 40 years. And, you know, all levels of government have, basically just washed their hands of housing as an issue until it becomes the crisis that it is today. You see the federal government stepping in. One of the things that happened when Edmonton was reducing homelessness is you had the province focused on ending homelessness, the city working through Homeward Trust focused on ending homelessness, but the feds weren't there. Now the province is withdrawn somewhat, and the feds are in. So it's a real challenge, right? Bringing all of these levels of government together to focus on solutions.
Now, obviously, as we're talking, we're waiting for the court here to hear some evidence on whether or not to extend an emergency interim injunction that was granted mm-hmm. last week. We're expecting to hear something maybe later this afternoon around 4 o'clock, but let's talk about the city deciding that they've got to do a cleanup on these encampments. Does that concern you greatly?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can all agree that encampments are dangerous. That's not a place for anybody to live. But a police-led enforcement action that just pushes, basically takes people's tents away, pushes them out, doesn't solve the problem. In fact, puts people in more danger because they'll go somewhere else. They'll set up somewhere else. They'll be further from help. They don't have the things that they were using to survive before. There's not enough shelter space for them to be in. Now, we have in Canada and in Alberta a lot of experience in responding to disasters. Mm-hmm. If the response to encampments and the response to homelessness is essentially the same as the response to natural disaster, right?
Yep.
You have a command center, you have a plan like the city of Edmonton has, you keep people safe from the emergency, you move them into shelter, and you begin moving them back. That's the same response. With encampments, we need to be focused on getting a housing-focused response that gets people off of the street and into shelter until we can figure out their housing and then as fast as we can. Pushing it around only makes life more dangerous. It doesn't solve the problem. It just pops up somewhere else.
Okay, now let's talk about the aspect of if it stays the way it is, things are obviously getting colder, so they have to find a way to heat these tents. The concern that I've been reading a lot about is fires in tents because it can spread from one tent to the next. Your thoughts on all of that?
Well, that's just one of the dangers. This is the thing. Yeah. I mean, yes, that is absolutely dangerous. That's one of the things to worry about. But the flip side of a lack of heating is cold weather injuries, for example. And Edmonton last year reported a record number of amputations.
Wow.
Due to cold weather, like frostbite, right? And it's mostly people experiencing homelessness, right? So it's terribly dangerous. And then you have you have overdose, you have just, violence. It's incredibly dangerous to be homeless. It's very dangerous to be outside. It's often dangerous to be in shelter.
Now, obviously, the flames will spread quickly. These are mostly, most of these tents are being heated by propane. Is that right?
It ranges.
Okay.
People will use everything from, the camping stoves, that you can get fairly cheap, to propane tanks, any number of things they'll jimmy together to keep warm. Open flame in a tent is a disaster, but even, just here in Calgary last weekend,
right?
Three people were killed when the shed they were seeking refuge in outside of Lowe's caught fire. And they burned to death.
Yeah. Edmonton this year, by the way, has had two fire-related deaths at homeless encampments, and there were four last year. So I guess the last thing we should address is what needs to happen here. If they remain there, how do we patrol and make sure that, or do we just have to let it roll and hope that everybody is safe? But it seems kind of dumb to do it that way. What do you suggest?
It is kind of dumb to just sort of wait around and hope it gets better.
Yeah.
Kicking people doesn't solve it either. I think we need to look at something, like workforce housing. 40,000 people in Alberta are housed in the oil patch in workforce housing. We could set that up in month and have people inside. Like there are options, but the only thing lacking is some creativity to problem solve.
Tim, very quickly, the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness, how do people track you down?
Our website is caeh.ca, and you can find us on X at CAEH Homelessness.
Thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, there you go. Tim Richter joining us, the president and CEO of the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.